We're talking with Christine Primomo, who is with the Albany County League of Women Voters. And today, the group, along with others, Beyond Plastic, have released a video related to the work they've been doing to try to halt the burning of tires at the Lafarge cement plant down in Ravenna. So Christine, why are you involved in this issue? And what does the film cover?
Hi, good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on. The League of Women Voters of Albany County has had a long time, policy recommendation for protecting our environment, social justice, and our interest is that we need to be sure that we are providing information for all of our people in Albany County and beyond, because as we know, our clean air, water, and soil is something that is of importance to all of us in the communities. And, we've been involved since the clean air law was introduced in the town of Queemans back in the end of, 2017. We have had a lot of advocacy. We have held information forums and press releases on the clean air law in Albany County as well, since the town of Queemans law that was passed has potentially now become under attack and may be overturned by the current administration that was voted in. The film that was done by a volunteer who is an activist who lives in the community is primarily to educate and convince our Albany County legislators that they do need to, in fact, pass this clean air law in Albany County. Or clean air bill. It's not a law as yet. We thought last December at the last Albany County legislative meeting there would potentially be a vote on it and that it would pass, but there were some things in the bill that had to be revised. And so that is where we are right now, but the film really lays out a very good background and education on what Lafarge Wholesome had planned to do. And with burning tires and potentially garbage in addition to the coal that they burn for their power, their plant to make cement. And kind of a background as to what happened to some of the folks in the community. I also do live in the town of Queemans. And so this is a very important bill and issue for me. I was very saddened that some of the things that went on last year, in particular for some of the folks who were advocating for this clean air law, had a lot of community backlash, sadly, as a result of the law. So being passed and the election that occurred in November. And the film also, I think, are my hero, personal hero, Judith Enk and Mark Ewall, who are our attorney in the town, for the town who wrote the bill and also now wrote the clean air law. He has done an amazing amount of work just presenting the case for why we should not allow burning of tires and garbage in our communities. It is not a way to get rid of old tires, garbage, waste. We need to build a different future for ourselves and future generations. And the film is really focused on not only our legislators, urging them when the bill comes up in the county legislature, hopefully in the next few months, that they do vote in favor of the bill and that we have enough legislators that will convince our county legislator, Mr. McCoy, to sign the bill.
Okay, well, let me jump in here. So the film that thinks about maybe 12, 13 minutes is at bit.bit.ly/tire burning. People correct. Not familiar with the cement plant, if you're a little bit south going down along the thruway, you see a conveyor belt and this stack off in the side. What are some of the problems people experience from the burning of tires? And is this something that just impacts upon the immediate, you know, area around the plant and Ravenna, or, you know, do the wind currents as it go cover a larger area?
I think we all understand that the four major air pollutants from burning the waste and the tires that, you know, is going to not only go up through the stacks of any facility that burns these things for energy, is going to get on the wind currents, the little tiny, tiny, tiny particulate matter that is going to head out over the winds, across, up into the sky, down into the water, down into our soil. It will affect the folks across the river in Rensselaer County, who are fighting their own battles right now with a landfill issue, downstate as well as upstate, up until the Glens Falls area. So it is clearly regional. We do know also that right across from this Ravenna's Queeman Selkirk High School and middle school that has roughly 1,800 students, right across from this plant, and that the pollutants from that plant in the past, the Lafarge-Holcim, which you will see in the film if you watch it, was forced by the EPA to redo their stack, rebuild their smokestack that they spewed all the mercury, and there was high levels of mercury and lead that were put out into the air by the plant when they were burning coal. And I can only say that I'm also a registered nurse. We know that this stuff floating into the air, out into you know, the atmosphere, is something that causes asthma, can increase respiratory issues. Mercury causes neurological problems. I mean, I did not live here when my kids were growing up, but I would have been very concerned if I had children in that school system.
So Christine, we have about 2.5 minutes left. You mentioned this county law that's been proposed. Sort of two-part question. One, where's that law at in terms of the county consideration? What can people do? And then also, I understand that Dan McCoy, the county executive for Albany, had talked about issuing a moratorium until the law was enacted. Where is the thing politically in less than 2 minutes?
Well, in terms of the moratorium, we've had a lot of folks who have signed petitions and made phone calls to the county legislator, Legislator Dan McCoy, to please declare a moratorium for at least 6 months on burning and wasting tires. At this time, we have not had any feedback from him regarding the fact, you know, the moratorium potentially, if he would, you know, declare one. So that is right now something that hasn't happened. And then in terms of the legislation, there is a revised bill that has gone, going to be going through committee. And in the legislature, as soon as they begin to, they open up again after COVID here, we're hoping that they're gonna, you know, pass the law committee with the tweaks and the things that we've been in touch with the county legislative attorneys. So goes through those committees and then does, you know, come to a vote after public hearing. We do ask folks to please watch the film, and then contact your county legislator, urge them to pass the law when it comes up for a vote. There is also in the film a spot to be able to look up your county legislator, if you're not sure who that is, and just to keep emailing and calling and asking them to pass this law. We do not want to be the area of the Hudson Valley known for spewing garbage and tire waste burning into the atmosphere.
So the film once again is at bit.ly/tireburning. We've been talking to Christine Primomo from the League of Albany, League of Women Voters of Albany County. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Is there another website for the campaign, Christine, that people should be aware of?
We have started a website. It's cleanairalbanycounty.org. Okay. And that also has a link to the film.